Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
Welcome to DJD Reloaded.
Yeah.
Dale's that guy that spend a little time with him, start talking like him. Everything's awesome. Awesome. It's awesome.
So you mentioned the crash on the backstretch. Did you start it?
I'm going to regret this.
I do see Brett's point.
Dale, did you like racing against Kelly Yarbrough?
All right, welcome into another episode of DJD Reloaded here in the Bojangles studio. I'm Carla Gebhardt, and we have a familiar face but a new voice to DJD Reloaded. Carson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited.
I think this is cool. By the way, Andrew Curlin, supervising producer of the Dale Jr. Download. I think it's awesome. We've had someone from the Cars Tour on 2 weeks in a row. It's like it's starting to become a theme here, but Carson, why don't you tell us?
Yeah,
tell us
so I recently joined the Cars Tour as their digital content marketing manager. Overseen some partnerships with them. I was on the tour last year with my own personal business, so I'm excited to like finally fully be immersed in the tour and see all the sides of it. It's been a lot of fun, and you know, my uncle is one of the managing or owning partners of it now, so that's another like cool element. You know, I get to work with my mom and my uncle sometimes, so it's been cool. I'm excited. I'm a little out of practice though on my podcast stuff, so this should be interesting.
Your uncle Dale.
Yes.
Just to clarify,
do you call? Is it what, Uncle Dale?
When I was younger, Dale. It was always Uncle Junior, but now, for the professional purposes, it's just Dale.
Nice.
When we're at family dinner, though, it's Uncle Dale, I guess.
Okay.
Nice. I like that. I've got a bone to pick with you, Andrew, before we get into the content today. I got to know, where's the frosted tips? Like you said, you were going to do this earlier this week, and I don't, you know, it hasn't happened yet.
Well, I could come back next week. What did I say I was going to do that for again? I can't remember.
I don't know.
It was a trend.
It's
going
a trend
on
in,
back
the
in the
2000s.
Yeah, 2000s.
Yeah, before you were born, probably. But you know,
where do you go to get frosted tips? That's what I need to know.
Like a salon, right?
Yeah, anywhere. Yeah, any hairdresser could fix you right up.
Okay.
Listen, I mean, we could even get a little
sport clips. Doesn't do that.
I doubt it.
I doubt
probably
it.
Probably not.
You actually volunteered, so I feel like you were kind of feeling the trend. You were like, you know, you were really.
You're the first person who's like, oh, you're the first person to hold me to it. So no one else pushed back necessarily. So
now there's two.
Now there's
if
two.
If you don't have frosted tips,
we're
next
teamed
week.
Up on you right now.
Uh-oh.
So.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Of course, the frosted tips
buckle
conversation,
up.
Though, was a part of the conversation with ESPN's Ryan McGee, who came on the Dale Jr. Download earlier this week and just did a phenomenal job, right? So entertaining to listen to all the stories that he had about Dale Jr. and, of course, Dale Sr. as well. And you could also just tell how much he appreciated y'all asking him to be on the show. He actually talked a little bit about that right here.
It was, to quote Dale Jr., it was awesome. No, but it was honestly an honor. I don't take it lightly. You know, I mean, you know, I have the book sitting here for a reason. And I remember the call about helping him with the book, you know, gosh, several years ago now. And it's just, you know, this is Dale's baby.
So, yeah, again, super entertaining to listen to. But you were there for it, Andrew. How do you think it went and kind of what did you take away from that?
To quote McGee quoting Dale, it was awesome.
you got to say it the right way.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
McGee, listen, like he is the true pro that you see on TV, that you read in every article that he writes. But it was great to have him in studio. He brought, and you saw he was wearing that jacket. He ended up wearing that It was a Star Wars. It was like an Anakin Skywalker, like racing, like NASCAR style jacket, but it was a Star Wars themed jacket. And he was like, "Should I wear this? Should I not?" I'm like, "You have to put that on. You have to do it." Because it was originally sitting on the table. He wasn't going to wear it. I'm like, "No, you have to wear that jacket." So, 100%. But no, McGee was great. Like, we gave him topics to obviously talk about as we do every week with Dale. But the racing at Vegas was, it was okay, right? It was after Daytona and Atlanta, there was so much to talk about. I feel like Vegas kind of wasn't as exciting, but I will tell you, McGee, and the true professional he is, teed Vegas up with so many interesting talking points, so many takeaways from it. He absolutely killed it. So I thoroughly enjoyed also sharing a mic with him. That was super cool. Like, you hear him on Marty and McGee and stuff, like, oh man, I get to be in the same room as McGee and talk on the show. That was neat. What did you guys, I want to know, that was at least for me, the cool things. What did you guys like from the show?
So a couple of things. I loved him talking about his own accent, right? The fact that people on Marty McGee think that they fake their accents. Listen, I'm from Middle Georgia, so, and I've been in the sports, you know, entertainment world for a little bit now, and that's always the first thing that people not want to knock me on, but, you know, they're like, "Hey, you've got an accent." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm from Georgia." And I always like reference in my mind, like, Marty and McGee, they're who they are. They're authentic. And so I just really appreciate him kind of sharing that part of the story and making fun of himself, right? Because, like, we can't be too serious covering sports for a living. But that also leads into the fact that the Dale Jr. impressions, oh, I know we've kind of like talked about this
a little bit,
but yeah, that was pretty hilarious just to kind of hear. Because I think that you know people like this in your life, or you're around them enough that you start talking like them.
Yes.
And that's kind of what McGee had to say.
Dale's that guy that when you spend a little time with him, you start talking like him. Everything's awesome. Awesome. That's awesome. What I love about Dale is when he gets fired up, he does this thing where he'll punch a word at the end of a sentence to make his point. He goes, "Right? You know?"
So true, right? So true. And you kind of even alluded to this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the impression part, what kind of comes to your mind, Carson, when you think about the impressions of your uncle?
It's funny to me because I, like you said, when you're around those people, you start like talking like them that much. But for me, it's more like I read stuff in his voice. Like when I'm reading a tweet, or even as far as like we're in family group chats, you know, we've got our Earnhardt family group chat for our little family reunions that we do. And everyone's in there talking about their casseroles. And then Dale's like, "What casserole are you bringing?" Like, you know, like that's what I read it as. That's what I read it as. So I thought that was hilarious because, you know, he's got such a distinct, like he was talking about punching the words and everything. Like,
yeah,
when Dale's talking, you know it's Dale, right? So I find myself reading stuff in his accent more than anything.
In that group chat?
In my head.
Burgers for dinner?
Yeah. Who's bringing a sun drop cake? That's all he ever cares about.
There's a cadence that he has, and then the more excited that he gets, he raises the octave. Like, I don't even think I could reach that octave, but I mean, are you kidding me? Like,
are you kidding me,
like,
Mike?
It goes, yeah. And then hail. That's always the
hail. Hail.
It's hail. Hail. It's hail. Yeah.
That is good. Like, and McGee nailed it on the head there. Like, as soon as I started producing this show, I started slowly speaking more Dale-isms. Now I'm like, anyone walks in a room or I walk in a room, "Hey, man."
I catch myself doing it all the time. I accidentally did it to him one time. I had been like cutting up with a friend about it, like going, hey man. And then I want to say it was possibly Wilkesboro we were at, and I had passed him on the grid or something like that. And I accidentally did, "Hey, man." And I was like, "Oops, accidentally, hey man." I hey-manned the hey man.
I every now and then I'll get a phone call from him and I have to catch myself because I'm about to answer that phone call like I now answer every phone call. "Hey man." So now it's a "Hey man, how's it going?"
You know, it's a slightly toned
down version of it.
Yeah, you
catch yourself. Has he caught you in like imitating him yet?
I don't think he noticed when I did it at Wilkesboro. I don't think he noticed. He never said anything.
My favorite is it's the "Hey man." And the "Well, man," that's when you know. That's
"Well,
when
man?"
You know the interview's about to be done.
It's winding down. Yeah, time has come.
I'll write it in the notes. "Well, man," and all right, Dale's almost done.
It's
"Well,
like
man?"
when Southerners start saying, "Oh, all right, well, you know, his is "Well, man,
time to go."
That's the cue.
It's you amazing. Know.
I'm Alex Rodriguez,
and I'm Jason Kelly
from Bloomberg. This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So we've all given our slight impressions, but there's actually a person within the building here at JR Motorsports, Steven Steffen, that's going to come in right now. We're going to invite him in because he is known to give maybe some of the best Dale Jr. impressions, and I cannot wait to hear all of these.
Hey, throw them headphones on. If you can. Holy cow.
Come on,
Steven,
man.
Steven, this is embarrassing, man. Come on, man.
What the hell?
The hell?
Why'd y'all give me these damn headphones?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
What are you doing?
Yes, that's
wow,
a good
yeah.
one. That's a good one. That whenever you answer the phone, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, really, what's happening?
There we go. We've got the headphones figured out.
I'm not a podcast expert here. So.
Yeah, clearly. How would you rate our impressions?
They're pretty good, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he's being nice.
I feel like everybody tries to talk like Dale.
Okay.
Like, there's multiple people here that have Dale impressions. I've been doing it the longest, I think. So.
When did you start?
Well, McGee is 100% accurate when, like, I never sought out to do a Dale impression. I just started talking like
him. It found you.
Just like you were saying, Carla.
Like,
yeah.
It's fun to talk like him. So, like, he has the Dale-isms, like you were saying. Like, he will always have a greeting like, hey, man. Or he goes, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah,
or he'll combine them and he'll be like, hey, man, what's up? It just depends. And then you'll be like, nothing, man. What about you? Hanging out. And he'll be like, hanging out. And then he'll, like, walk out of your office. Like, so back when I used to.
Cool.
I used to do a different job. He would just come in and just, like, just say, hey. He'd be like, hey, man, what's up? And I'd be like, nothing. He'd be like, hanging out. And that was it. And then he'd walk out. I'm like, all right, cool. But that's just there, so.
Who knew a short conversation could sound so exciting,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds so thrilling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then what? He'll also, like, he'll peek. At least this is what I've experienced. He'll, like, kind of peek into the office,
yes.
And I won't see him there all of a sudden. And then all hey, man, oh, my God.
He loves to do that to me. My office, my computer faces the wall.
Oh,
so,
yes.
As
you can't
know,
see
like,
him
nobody can. I can't see anyone come in my office. And I always have headphones on. And he'll come in and he'll just like hover behind me. He might be hovering by me for 10 minutes. I don't know. But he'll be like, what are you doing? Like, don't do that.
I think Dale Jr. needs to start filming this when he scares y'all. Yeah. That would make
great
social media content.
Oh, yeah.
I need to hear some more impressions though. Like what else do we have?
Y'all
were
just telling a story before we hit record.
Yeah.
Recently.
Oh, our gas station chicken story.
Yeah, so we went to Florence for the icebreaker, and Carson rode with us.
Got blasted on social media, sleeping in the back seat on the way down.
Sure did.
Thanks, Dale.
I was the driver, driving slowly through MacB, as he says. And we were driving through there. He's like, "Hey, man, slow down. They'll get you here. It's MacB, man. It's MacB, man. They're known for these tickets. Slow down." Like, got you, but. The race went really well. He finished fourth and Carson won. And, of course, Johnny Moore showed up. And it was a great day. And Dale was in a phenomenal mood.
Best mood ever.
And we were going to stop at a chicken place, right? And
well, we just didn't really know what we were going to get for dinner.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, it's 9 o'clock in this town in South Carolina. Nothing is open.
Yeah, it's basically gas stations and sandwich shops.
Yeah, so we're just Dale's just looking out the window, waiting to see something to eat, and that brings us to.
And none of us have eaten anything all day, so we're all starving. And he's just like, "Hey, man, look at that chicken over there. That sounds cool." And then we drive by, and he's like, "Guess we're not going there." Like, well, you gotta let me know if we're gonna stop or not. And he's like, "Stop at this gas station right here." So I pull a hard left in the Suburban we're driving. And we go in the sandwich shop. And it's me, Carson, Dale's pilot, Joey, who spots for him in the late model. And we're just ordering our food, and Joey's the first to order. And, of course, the sandwich shop employee's like, "Is that Dale Earnhardt Jr.?" And he's like, Joey's like, "Why don't you ask him?" And he goes, "Are you Dale Earnhardt Jr.?" And Dale goes, "Yes, sir, I am." He is so happy. It was hilarious. Like he was just so happy from the race, and he took pictures with them and made their day. So that's
awesome.
Always fun being with him when people recognize him, and he, you know, makes their day like that. So
we were we were, before the season, we kind of had a preseason, like everyone on the download, you know, team bonding type thing. And he wanted to go to an antique mall with me, Dalton, Alex Timms. It was great. We just walked around and just kind of looked at the different booths and stuff. But there was one guy with a shopping cart. He's like, "Hey, Junior." And Dale's like, "Hey, you know, hey, whoa." Well, like he's, yeah, like matching their energy. Yeah. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yep. It was great.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah.
Man, and we also asked some fans out there to send in their Dell impressions. Mm-hmm. So we sent the phone number out, and we actually got a couple of calls. So, Stephen, you're going to stay here and help us kind of grade these Dell Jr. impressions. So let's go ahead and play the first one.
Six wins at Talladega ain't shit. Daddy won 10 of them there.
Pretty short one. What do we think of that?
It's, his voice is too deep.
So he was.
He doesn't have a twang.
He was screwed. Yeah. From the get-go. Yeah. He did not stand a chance.
No.
But that was the actual quote, right, that Dell Jr.
The quote.
Said,
yes. It was somewhat yeah. close to that, I think. I think they were like, and he's like, don't mean shit, Daddy won 10 here.
Yeah, that one needed a little more twang and yeah. a couple more octaves,
and
I think.
And when he wins yeah. races, he's super high-pitched.
Right.
Like, because he's excited. He'd be like, man, it's Bristol. I can't believe it's so cool. You know, like.
That's an octave only so many people can hit.
I think yeah. you just broke a glass over
honest,
here.
Honest, I heard a shatter somewhere.
He's extremely high-pitched when he's very excited.
All right, let's go ahead and roll the second one.
Hey, man. This is Grant from Ohio. A little bit of my favorites from Dale Jr. One quote on the radio. I was just daydreaming a little bit about racing. Or the funny one of, I don't know, let me ask you. Track bar. Are you helping me? Rock on. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
he hit the racing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I remember both of those because I'm a big Radioactive fan. So
me
it's
too.
Always fun
yeah.
to, it's
me
always
too.
Fun to hear Dale on the radio because he's completely different once he's in the race car.
Yeah.
And yeah, he'd be like, I don't know, track bar, are you helping me?
Yeah, like some of the little things yeah. he rattles off in his quick wit. I'm yeah. like, where did that come from?
Mm. Yes. He's one of the most witty people I've ever met. He just
I don't
just
even
has...
think he knows it either.
No, he doesn't.
He does not. And it's in his trying. Own special way. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. sometimes you have to look at him and be like, do I laugh? Are we being serious? Like, what's going on here?
Yes. Yeah. I got a quick story that about his wit. We were playing basketball in the Dirty Mo Basketball League several years ago. A lot of people know about that league. Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah. I would wear a Fitbit while I'm playing basketball because it was a workout to me, right?
It is a workout.
So
you're right
like,
to do that.
I'm counting my, you know, I want to know how many steps I got, how many calories I'm burning, all that.
Heck yeah.
So we're in the middle of the game and my Fitbit comes off. And Dale, his team plays after ours, so he's just watching. And all of a sudden you hear in the background, somebody count his steps! And the whole gym just loses it. We're just like, how does he come up with this stuff?
That's so.
And how do you even respond to that?
You don't.
You can't.
You just
take
defeated.
It and
you're
just
defeated
laugh.
Completely.
God, that is elite.
Yeah,
that is there. There is no. That was the right answer. That was the right thing to say. There's no other thing that would have said that would have topped that.
Couldn't have been funnier.
And then there was an email after that game that said, no more electrical devices.
So no y'all had an email, David.
Made a rule.
Yep.
Rule maker.
I'm a rule maker in the DMBL. Was.
Way to go.
86 Steven. The Fitbits.
Yeah. It's the short quips. It's the cadence. And when he does get on a roll and he talks about a story, I think that's what kind of draws you in, right? Because mm-hmm. you're listening. It's exciting to listen to him tell a story.
Yeah. He's a story. He's
yeah,
a great
just
storyteller.
Just like McGee is as well.
Don't Let's ever interrupt him, though, because yeah. he'll be like, damn it, Stefan, I'm getting to it. Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to that last call.
I mean, if you're going to take it to Martinsville and through the Xfinity series, you're going to get tires. Still less. You're going to get tires all over the track, man. We won Daytona in 2004, and it was good. It was real good. Had a lot of great people that day. Great things happening. It was a good day. Yeah. And now I play Hell Let Loose. I like that. Yeah. Great time.
I feel like he was getting there with the octaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pinch was close. Punch
it a little bit more. But
yeah.
Dale has like that a little bit of like almost like a rasp too. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
You got it. I think that's the touch.
There's certain words he says. He says stupid a lot.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And,
dear.
Yep. And hell. What the hell?
What the hell? Yeah.
Yep. He does do that.
He
says competitive a lot. If you listen to a podcast, just have a competitive counter.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he'll be like the...
I have not picked up on
he'll
that.
He'll be like the Toyotas. So he'll be like, man, them Gibbs Toyotas were competitive this week. You know?
Next time you need a download host, I think you just need Steven.
Can we get them both together
for
a show? And how is Dale going to feel about us talking about his accent?
I was wondering that.
I was thinking about that on the way here. Because
you know, have you done this in front of him?
No, I do not do it in front of him. Uh-oh. And I catch myself a lot of times like trying not to talk like him when I'm with him. So,
but again, sometimes you're not even trying. It's just you spend time with him and you end up, like McGee said, you end up picking it up.
I'm not trying, exactly. But it's funny, like he likes his voice. I know, like, because... We will be riding somewhere, and he'll just be watching a clip of himself talking. And I'll be like, man, like, I don't like hearing my own voice. So I'll be like, is it kind of cringy to hear your own voice? Like, no, man, I love my voice. Sounds awesome.
Confident K.
Yeah.
So. All right, I think we're out of calls, but we do have a tweet to share, right, Andrew?
Oh, I think so.
Should we go ahead and pull that one up? Somebody wasn't. Oh, wow.
We got a car in the water.
Yeah, Steven, this is you.
That's another one where when he's broadcasting, he'll be like, we got a crash.
Yeah.
Rick Allen will just be, and he'll be like, we got a crash. Oh, no.
The slide job.
Yeah. Which is great. Like, it's good to have enthusiasm, right? So.
We got a card in the water. Yeah. A card in the wow.
Oh, my God.
That was way too good for, like, that just, like, gave me goosebumps a little bit.
I love, And it's from the podcast. I think it was the Kyle Petty conversation. Are you kidding me, Mike?
The way you said the mic part there.
Yeah, Mike's like, well, that's not what Kyle Petty said. And I was like, what the fuck does Kyle Petty have to do with this? Yeah.
Oh, man.
When he gets going, it's so funny. Mm-hmm.
Going back to the tweet, though, that's what you were saying. You read it in his voice.
Yes.
You don't even have to call in to give the impersonation, but you read it exactly how he would say it.
Every single time. Down to the casseroles and sun-drop cakes every single time.
Well, Steven, we appreciate you joining us.
And
I think fans are probably going to like the impersonations that you had. So going to make for good content.
Maybe we'll do stand-up one day.
Yes. You're gonna some stand-up back there in the corner.
Yeah.
All right, should we...
Go ahead and take them headphones off.
Did you break them, by the way? Should we go ahead and move on? I guess we're still not done talking about McGee, right? Because that's kind of what started us this conversation.
Yeah, I didn't hear what was your favorite moment from the McGee show.
So for me, I always just love to hear the stories about Dale Sr. and my mom racing and Dale racing back in the day, because I was only 5 months old when Dale Sr. passed away. So I didn't get to know him. I was so young, and obviously he got to meet me and he would carry me around DEI all the time and things like that. But I never personally got to have that relationship with him. So I always love when I get to hear stuff on the download, and even fans and stuff that share those stories with me, and reading stuff on Twitter. Like, that's how I get to know him. And like, that is why I can feel that connection towards him, even though I never physically got to meet him. So like, the storytelling is even a little bit more important to me, I think, than just anyone that would listen to it, because that is the way that I get to know my grandfather.
Yeah, really special moment for you. I know we've had fun on the show, but McGee also sharing some really personal story about Dale Sr. So let's go ahead and take a listen.
I always think about him when it comes to Las Vegas, because the first Las Vegas race in 99, back then I was doing 25 races a year. I wasn't there. My mother passed away very unexpectedly. I knew Dale knew my face because I was there every week. But there wasn't any way he knew my name. But I remember I finally came back to the racetrack, and it was at Darlington. He just kind of nodded at me. All of a sudden, he goes, Ryan. It's the only time I heard him say my name. He walked up to me, put his hand on my shoulder. He goes, I heard about you, Mom. He goes, I'm so sorry. And now I'm trying not to cry, in front of the Intimidator. And he goes, I need to tell you something. He goes, everybody's going to tell you that you're going to get over this one day. He goes, you are never going to get over this. He said, my dad died, 25 years ago, whatever it was. And he goes, you never get over it. You just learn how to live with it. And he goes, and you just do what you can to make her proud. And I'm like, thank you. And he turned, went in the bathroom, and I fell apart. Best advice I ever received from anyone after the death of my mother was that. Who knew that 2 years later, we'd all be falling back on that same advice because we'd lost him.
Yeah, just super heavy. Gosh, and I mean, yeah. I even got a little choked up listening to this story. I'm sure for you too, that just kind of lets you know who your grandfather really was as a person.
Yeah, totally. Because, you know, you always hear those stories that, you know, he was a hard ass and the intimidator, you know, he's scary and so like serious about everything. But then, you know, the people that have those kind of interactions with him, like those are the stories that I love the most because it's that emotional side. And even too, like, that specific story from Ryan, that advice he was given, it's like with Dale and my mom's mother, Brenda, that passed away. Like, it's like that tie-in, you know, that was the advice that my grandfather gave, and then that's the advice that I can take for that situation. Like, it, that stuff, there's just so many levels to it, and it's so, like, heartwarming, I guess, to hear and listen to. Like, I got a little tear when we were playing that video. But yeah, that's just why I love those stories, because again, that's how I get to know him and that's how I can form that connection, even though he knew me, but I didn't really know him.
I mean, that is as real advice as you can get. There's no, he goes to McGee, he's like, listen, like, people are going to tell you this. That is not true.
Right.
You're never, like, you're just going to learn to live with it. I mean, that's how I interpreted that advice. It's just like, there was no sugarcoating it. That was just,
and there's that half of him that is the serious and the point, you know, you still get that half of it, but then at the same time, like, the more softer emotional half of that advice, like, that's literally like both dynamics of him all in one story, which is really cool.
Not only that, but I think from McGee's perspective too, you've got the intimidator, Dale Sr., right? One of the best to ever do it. And of course, the name that everybody knows in the sport. We cover, you know, sports for a living, and you might write or put a video out there like McGee did when he was younger and still does. But the fact that Dale Sr. knew who McGee was, mm-hmm. and really made a point to do, like, not many athletes, no matter what sport it is, are going to do that, are going to mm-hmm. go out of their way to make sure a rider on pit road feels that connection with him in the moment. So, like, the advice that he gave was amazing, but I think just the gesture of him doing it really shows what type of person he is.
Absolutely. He didn't have to do that at all. And it's like, I try and picture, what would that look like in the garage today? These drivers are so busy. They've got so much going on. They don't have to form a relationship with these type of people, you know, media, us, right? Mm-hmm. You've got that professional relationship, but this was very personal. It was not a race car driver to reporter conversation. This was a friend to friend conversation, which was neat. And McGee's like, listen, people are going to say, oh, I have so many Dale Earnhardt stories, you know, and he's that I'm not gonna lie to you. I had about three real interactions like this, and that was one of them. So pretty neat of Dale Earnhardt to do that.
I still wish he had kept that shirt that he was talking about from the date night where he patted him on the back. Yes. That would have been a pretty cool.
That would
Memo from that story. Carson, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really fun to kind of have your perspective, obviously being a part of the Earnhardt family. But you've got a lot coming up this week, even today, right? Don't you leave today?
As soon as we get done here, I'm heading to Southern National for our late model stock car store opener. So we're battling a little rain this weekend, so we had to pivot to Sunday. But I'm excited to get our late model stocks on the track and see everyone. We had our pro show last weekend. Everything went really well and smooth. So this weekend should be fun despite the rain. But thank you guys for having me. This was so fun. I love any time I get to talk about my family and how cool they are and how much I love them. So, and even pick on Dale a little bit because he deserves it because he's picked on me. We all know that growing up. So thank you guys for having me. It was really fun.
Can't wait to hear his rebuttal next week.
It's when great.
I know. I'm afraid I might have some payback coming some way somehow.
Well, and I'm going to Bristol, I think, in a few weeks. Maybe I'll ask fans to give me their best Dale impression. We can keep this going.
Keep it going.
Potentially.
Yeah, it's the best content. We've got a lot coming up, though, on Dirty Mode this week, right? You want to go through all the shows, all the content that this place is pumping out throughout the week?
Yes. I mean, we've got a ton of shows that are already out. The Teardown recorded on Sunday. It was live on YouTube. The YouTube chat has been fantastic all year long. Like, people interacting with it, talking. And, like, this is late on a Sunday, and people are tuning into this. It's
Jeff loved hearing them argue this week. If you haven't heard the Teardown this week, it was really hilarious. Just their friendship, right? But also just when they disagree, they do. Yeah. It's so funny.
It's fantastic. Actions Detrimental recorded on Monday. So did DBC with race winner Raja Karuth, which was fantastic. Yeah. It was really cool to have him come on the show, especially with his story with iRacing, to be able to I know that was a very popular win, so to be able to hear him talk about that was really neat. Yeah. Tuesday, Dale Jr. Download dropped, obviously, with Ryan McGee. We talked all about it today, but please go listen to that if you haven't already, especially that, I mean, McGee's got those great stories. We touched on a few of them, but that first date story with Dale Earnhardt and McGee.
Yeah, you got to go back and listen to that one.
It's
hilarious.
So good. Yes, I kind of want to try that to someone that I know is going on a first date. But
maybe somebody will do it to you, Andrew.
That is also true. Now, I'm
just
worried about
that.
Just
putting that out in the universe.
I'm never safe. Wednesday, Business and Motorsports with Brian Carter, CEO of World Racing. World Racing Group obviously covered Outlaws, Sprint Cars, and a really interesting story. He races himself, which is fascinating. So he's like, he knows what these drivers are going through. To hear him talk about that was super neat.
I always love hearing Kelly's perspective too, from the business side of things with the sport. Just so intriguing to have her host that as well.
I really enjoyed that too, because there was a lot of topics that I expected him to kind of like tiptoe around with, like high limit and things like that. And he faced it all straight up, and it was like very factual and informational. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Informational.
We'll make it a word.
It's my word today. But yeah, that part of it for me was, I love that part.
Yeah, that was really neat. Speed Street also dropped with Lee Diffie, just broadcasting legend. I love his voice. Like, he's just that iconic racing voice.
Hell of a
like.
Name, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee Diffie. Come
just
on.
Just made for TV.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I did one NBC broadcast. I was like a junior pit reporter in the garage, and he was the
That's how I met
anchor.
You.
Yeah.
From that.
Yeah, that's right. During commercial break, he was talking about, I guess he's a big barbecue guy. So he was talking all about, oh, yeah, I made some, you know, I made some real good food on the grill this weekend. I'm botching. I'm still in Dale voice.
Yeah,
so, sorry.
The rest of my day, I'm going to be talking like
horrible.
My uncle.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. So go listen to Speed Street. Dirty Mo Doe out today previewing Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like there's a handful of drivers, at least on my radar, but I'm going to have to go to Doe to make sure I know.
I heard that Larson's like the Vegas
Larson
favorite
like
again,
the guy.
Maybe back-to-back for
and
him. But
this is the show, especially if you're living in North Carolina, holy cow, that you got to start listening to.
Next week?
Yes.
We're all talking about sports betting in North Carolina. A lot of people really looking forward to that.
I mean, Steve and Tampa Tims, they'll get you covered for these NASCAR races.
That's right. Yeah. Got to make some money.
That's right. And then, of course, don't forget those Dale calls. I mean, the impressions were maybe not spot on. They were good.
Kudos to them, though, because listen, a lot of people wouldn't even call in. Somebody tweeted, like, a lot of people don't have the guts to call in and at least give it a try, right?
Yes, it was great. And it's the best way to get your voice heard on the Dale Jr. Download feed, which is neat. I know Dale listens, so we'll have to... we'll have to see what other Dale calls we get in the future. But that number is 704-584-9703. And, of course, we'll pick the calls, the best ones each week.
Absolutely. All right, a lot of content out of Dirty Mo this week. And that's going to do it for us on DJD Reloaded. We'll see you next week.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.